Hey there, if you are ready to build your service-based business from scratch and ditch your 9-to-5, then I want you to head on over to shedidithowaypodcast.com/leap and download my free Ultimate Leap Checklist and Starter Kit. Again, you can head to shedidithowaypodcast.com/leap to download my Ultimate Leap Checklist and Starter Kit to get started on building your service-based business and ditching your 9-to-5. Welcome to the She Did It Her Way podcast, where it's all about making the ultimate leap from your 9-to-5 and building a business and life you love, all while doing it your way. I'm your host, Amanda Bolin. Let's get started. Hello, friends. Here we are. I'm just like going boom, 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 batching all these episodes, launching in September. It is Thursday when I'm recording these, and the weather has been incredible in Chicago. It's been amazing. But let's dive into today. Let's get real about something that we all find challenging at a time or two. And that is like, what the heck do I do when I start a business? I get the question and statement, I guess you could say, is, Amanda, starting a business is so overwhelming. I don't even know where to start. And friends, even if you're not starting a business and you are running a business, you are living life, I bet you can relate to the fact of, you know, knowing you need to get into action, but not knowing how, and definitely like not feeling like wanting to get into action. Trust me, it was even this week, for example, I knew this week was a content heavy week, and it's Thursday afternoon. It would be really easy to unplug and just skip recording today and push it off until tomorrow. And so what I'm about to share with you are some of the things that has really, these tactics or tips, if you will, have really helped me get into action even when I don't want to get into action. Like when I know I need to get something done, I need to get shit done, I'm like, I got to trick my brain. So I'm going to share that today with you on the podcast, because there are so many things that I know I need to do, but it's like, when it comes to starting a business, you know that there's so many things that you need to do. But the question is like, which one do I even start with? And how do I know if it's the right thing? And part of it is having a conversation, getting clear on like what the next steps are. But, and this episode will help you do that along with so many other things. And the first question I always ask, like if I start to experience resistance around like knowing I need to do something, and it could be as simple as I just need to unload the dishwasher, something super easy, right? I like start asking myself like, where does this resistance come from? And asking this question usually uncovers a lot, and it is typically derived from how I'm thinking about the task. And oftentimes I'm making it a bigger thing in my head than it needs to be. Or what I like to say, I will pull vault over mouse turds. Yes. Can you imagine someone, yourself, pole vaulting over mouse turds? Friend, that is what we do so flipping much. We build these tasks and things that we have to do so big in our minds that thought and the way that we're thinking about the tasks that we need to do overwhelms us to the point it causes us paralyzation. It's crazy. Okay. So the first thing I do is I check myself. I say, am I pole vaulting over mouse turds here? Because if so, then I need to reframe the way that I'm thinking about it. Another way that I experience resistance and that I find is that if it's usually like what I need to do, if it's usually vague in terms of the steps that I need to take, and it's just like, for the best example I could give that I, when I work with students a lot, is that they know that they need to build a website. And I've seen it happen so many times, is that you get really motivated about building your website only to open up your laptop, and then you get overwhelmed because you're like, where the heck do I even start? So the key is that building a website is a pretty vague step. It's actually not a step. It's like a thing. It's a doing. And so if you, part of the resistance might be because what you have written down is very vague. You can't actually see what you need to do. And because it's vague, you're not inspired to take action because you can't really see or understand how doing that said task will help you in your business. It's just not actionable. So then you need to break down like, okay, if I need to build a website, what goes into a website? And then you just brain dump everything and you get it down into the most like smallest bite-sized actionable step possible. And then also like not necessarily knowing where to get started. So going back to it being vague, but also knowing that what sometimes I need to, like just knowing what I need to get done is important, but generally like just not being sure where to take action is also where I can easily get stumped. And I'm sure a lot of you get stumped, especially when it comes to launching a business. So that is really where the resistance comes from. One, overthinking and seeing it as this big thing. Number two, it being really vague in terms of the task and the thing that I need to do. And number three, thinking to myself that I don't know where to start. So then the next thing that I go to in the step process is I'll ask myself, like, could this have been avoided? And if so, what processes or systems do I need to put in place to making it so that it doesn't happen again? And really, really great example of this is making sure that when I plan things on the calendar and when you plan things on the calendar, you break whatever it is that you need to do down into the most bite-sizable steps so that you can make it actionable and you can also make it so that you can see it and it's not vague. The other thing that I have sometimes in the past been guilty of is pushing things off till Sunday night because I'm like, oh, I can do that later. Take, for example, this podcasting. I shared with you that I'm batching content and it would have been easy for me to push off recording these episodes till Friday. Like, oh, do I really need to do them today? Probably not. Is it going to be a big cog in the process if I push it off by one day? Probably not. But come on Friday, I know that my energy is not where it's at even today, and I run the risk of even procrastinating it more. And so part of it goes back to holding yourself accountable and doing the things when you say you're going to do them and not wavering and allowing yourself to procrastinate. So if you experience resistance when it comes to taking action, I want you to try these following tips. One, to create easy and fast momentum, tell yourself you only need to work on whatever task it is for 2 minutes. If you need a clean email and clean up your inbox, tell yourself you're only going to do it for 2 minutes. If you need to put the dishes away, tell yourself you're only going to do it for 2 minutes. If you need to go work out, tell yourself you're only going to do 2 minutes. If you need to meditate, tell yourself you're only going to do 2 minutes. If you need to write email content, tell yourself you're only going to do it for 2 minutes. It's a 2-minute rule. I learned this rule from James Clear's Atomic Habits, and it is amazing because if you can get yourself into action for 2 minutes, it'll be amazing what you'll see how amazing it is because when you're already there in action, because the hardest part sometimes is just getting started. So if you can trick your brain into being like, okay, I'm only going to do this for 2 minutes, and then you get the momentum and you're in that task, you will then overcome that resistance of not wanting to start. The other thing is if you're overwhelmed by what you need to get done, remind yourself that your to-do list is not overwhelming. It is the way that you're choosing to think about your to-do list that is making you overwhelmed, and it's all in your head. I promise. Another thing that you can do is also with your to-do list, if you think like, oh my gosh, I don't have any time, it's going to take all day. I want you to break down how much time you think it actually is going to take you to do a said task. One of the things that I've started using is the productivity planner, and it's by a company called Intelligent Change. It is amazing because what it forces me to do is that for every time I do something, I have to assign and basically project how many Pomodoros, so how many 25-minute increments it's going to take me to complete said task. So I really see that even if I'm like, oh my gosh, today I have to record, I used to think like this, like today I have to record all these podcast episodes, like it's going to take all day. And in reality, it might only take 6 Pomodoros, which means it's going to take 3 hours. I've definitely been a victim of thinking like, oh, I need to do taxes. It's going to take me all day long. Like if I don't start it by 9 a.m., there's no point in doing it. And in reality, it's like, wait a second. How long is it actually going to take me to do my taxes? How long is it actually going to take me to do payroll? And it might only be 30 minutes, but my brain wants to freak itself out because it knows that it really doesn't want to do those things. So it's going to find the way to procrastinate. So also listing out like how much time you think it's really going to take you to do that is really, really helpful getting you into action. And because you'll realize that it's not going to take you as much time as your brain thinks it's going to take you. And if you still find yourself stalling, again, going back, break down whatever task you want to complete into smaller bite-sized tasks as possible. So for example, what I was giving you about working with folks on, building a website and that having to, that is something that they get stalled out on. Like how do you go from stalling to starting? And one of the ways is breaking it down into the bite-sizable chunks. So what I would recommend is always grab a sheet of paper. And for this purpose of like building a website, grab a sheet of paper and write down everything you need for a website. So that could be the domain, the provider, what template you want to use, what colors you're going to use, what pictures, what copy, what pages, what call to action. And then you can even go back and expand upon those more. Then go back and say like, okay, well, how are you going to decide the domain? How are you going to select the provider? How are you going to select the template? Like, can you put constraints in your schedule? So I say constraints in the sense that I always like prescribe, if someone is building a website, to give yourself 30 minutes to explore people inside your industry and outside of your industry, and just take note and do research. What do you like about their colors? What do you like about their fonts? What do you not like about it? What do you like about the flow of their website, where their call to action button is? And really be mindful of that, because this is also, again, if you're trying to build a website and you just dive into Squarespace and you're like, okay, I need to pick a template. Like, there's so many templates. And this is even true for WordPress. Like, so many. Too many choices at that stage where your brain's at is going to shut you down. So take a step back and then reframe your mind and do research and have an idea of what type of website you want your website to look like and feel like and navigate like. I also recommend my students, when they go to do podcasting and they create an intro for their podcast, to close their eyes and think about the feeling that they want their listeners to feel when they listen to it. And at least going into that, because there are so many different audio bites that they can use, sound bites, that you want to at least like have that in your mind before you just go out and start exploring different music. Because if you do that, then you're going to get overwhelmed. And then you also are probably going to indulge in a little bit of like going down the rabbit hole and trying to choose from all these different audios, because it's fun. Trust me, I've done that on Creative Market. If you guys have ever been on Creative Market, there are so many beautiful templates that I'm like, oh, I want this one. And I'm like, Amanda, it has been 35 minutes. You need to like pick a template and be done. So I feel you, sister. If you are like, I just love all the pretty things, I hear you. Set yourself a timer. Give yourself a time. Okay. So again, I recommend whatever it is that you need to do. Let's say it's to create a like freebie opt-in, grab a sheet of paper and just brain dump and really figure out what needs to get out, because there's just something about putting pen to paper and letting it flow versus doing it online. Another tip and trick is, if you ever find yourself asking a question and your response is like, oh, I don't know. There's two things. One, that you want to, the thing is that if you ask yourself a question and you say, I don't know, you are training your brain to live in this world of ambiguity and not making a decision. And when you don't make decisions, you actually use, like, not making a decision wastes more time. You will be better off making a decision, going down that path and realizing it's not the right path, and then going back to the other path, the other choice, and that being the quote unquote right path, than if you don't make any decision. So that's one thing. The second thing that I have always used even when I was a contractor and working with leaders and coaches and managers and individuals, if asking them a question, their response is like, well, I don't know. I would always ask them, but if you did know, what would the answer be? Like, if you did know how to do this, what would it be? Because then it's like, it's a reframe for yourself. And from using the phrase of, I don't know, what you do is you put yourself in the power of knowing. Because if you did know, what would it be? So I want you to be mindful of that. If you ever get the response, like, or you ever get the urge to say, I don't know, I want you to say, you know what, Sherry, you know what, Jan, like, but if I did know, what would that look like? And give yourself permission to know that answer. Because I think we use I don't know as like, if we're insecure, or we're just unsure. But like, if you did know, what would the answer be? And then also remember why you started, remember why you need to get started. So let's say you have an email sequence that you need to write, and it would be easy to push it off and delay writing it. But then you remember why you need to start today, and remind yourself of all the people who need your wisdom and that you could be helping with your onboarding email sequence. And so this is a great way to leverage your emotions to help you get into action. I know an example for me when I was writing my opt-in was that when I finally like landed on my core opt-in, which is our Ultimate Leap Suite checklist and starter guide, was that I would be like, oh, you know what? I'll do that tomorrow. And then I realized, I was like, oh my gosh, all these people are coming to our website and I don't have the next step for them. Like, I am being a terrible tour guide. I leveraged that to get me into action and be like, just take action, get it out. That was one thing. And then also, is let go of it needing, whatever you're doing, let go of it needing to be perfect. I always find myself in this situation, and sometimes I can find that if I'm stalling, I'm like, why am I really stalling? And it's because I want it to be perfect. But does it have to be perfect? No, be okay with B minus work. Brooke Castillo talks about that in the Life Coach School podcast. The other one is that on the flip side of like leveraging for positive emotions, you can also leverage uncomfortable ones to also get you into action. So again, like I had said about the freebie and the opt-in, another way is like, if you find yourself stalling so hard right now on taking action on your business because of fear of what other people will think or all these like mental dialogues, imagine where you could be this time next year if you decided to start today. Consider what you're missing out on by not starting. And so it creates this like, oh my gosh, like where would I be today if I started a year ago? Where would I be in a year if I started today? And realizing like using that contrast to put things into perspective. And that is just so important when you want to get yourself into action. So I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to recap this. So if you're experiencing resistance when it comes to action, one, create fast, easy momentum, do the 2-minute rule. Number two, if you're overwhelmed by your to-do list, I want you to get it all out on a sheet of paper and I want you to put time markers by it. Number three is if you're overwhelmed by this vague task, I want you to make it as specific as possible. Number four, if you find yourself in a state of like, well, I don't know what I would do, flip it and say, you know what, but if I did know, what would I do? Number five, go back to why you started. Remember that. Number six, you can leverage emotions on a positive side. Remember and put in perspective that like, where would you be in a year? Where can you be in a year if you just got started today and leveraging that? And then the other one, the number seven, not in any particular order, of course, is give yourself an opportunity to take imperfect action and be okay with B minus work, because by putting out B minus work, you're still able to put out work into the world that will impact and help others. So my friend, I'm going to leave you with this quote, and that is, do not wait to strike till the iron is hot, but make it hot by striking. And that is by William B. Sprague. And again, do not wait to strike till the iron is hot. Make it hot by striking. So get into action, get into that state, and find yourself using that momentum to take yourself to where you want to be and to accomplish your goals. If you enjoyed today's episode, I'd love so much to take a screenshot, share it out on Instagram, tag us. We can hang out together, interact. I'd love to get to know you and your journey. And until next time, keep doing it your way. If you enjoyed today's podcast episode, you can head on over to shedidithherwaypodcast.com where you can access the entire vault of She Did It Her Way podcast episodes and more information all about how to make the ultimate leap from your 9-to-5. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I would be so grateful if you headed on over to iTunes and left a review letting me know what you love about the She Did It Her Way podcast. Until next time, keep doing it your way.